So tell us a little bit, Mr. Cironas, about what it is you'll be discussing when you attend the conference today.
Sure. So I'll be speak a little bit about my role as the CTO and how I'm focusing these days on the strategy and vision for IT initiatives like cloud computing and IT modernization and so forth, and how they intersect specifically with our data center consolidation and green IT strategy work. We have a rock star team of sustainability folks. Jennifer McDonald, who's our director for the sustainability program, she reports directly to the DepSec Poneman, Jake Woolley, and others. But I've done my homework with them to tie their wonderful story to how that's having an impact on how we're looking at comprehensive initiatives across the DOE from an IT modernization perspective.
And Pete, I wondered if energy, like EPA, has a role government-wide in this whole greening issue, just like it has a role in government-wide in greening so many other things like appliances.
Well, absolutely, Tom. I mean, we partner with folks over at the EPA. Vaughn Noga, who will be on a panel with me later today, is doing some exciting things, again, from the infrastructure standpoint. But when you talk about the mission of the Department of Energy, specifically in our Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Office, EERE, and the good work that's being done out at NREL, one of our national labs, we've got a number of mission-oriented offices who are part of the DOE, but their specific focus is on this concept of energy efficiency. And it's not just confined to the data center, right? The data center consolidation initiative is big on shutting down facilities, but there's even the most basic things we can do, and that's leveraging best practices, but sort of pioneering what needs to happen from the federal standpoint. It could be turning your lights off at night. It could be turning computers off, not just on hibernate. It could be recycling paper and so forth. So we have to be seen as a beacon or an agency that is really, like, as they say, eating its own dog food, but really looked upon as an agency that is setting a standard. So if it's greening, if it's making a data center more sustainable, if it's putting together an SSPP, a sustainability plan, et cetera, we have to prove that we can lead that way. And when you get into the IT aspect of metering and smart grid and opportunities to be really efficient, we should be that agency that's leading the way.
And getting back to your own work right within DOE, and you talked about modernizing and consolidating data centers, what else can you do to make a data center green? I mean, you can close one and collapse two or three of them into one, and, of course, that'll shut down the others. But within a given data center, what can you do to make it greener because you've got the computers running in there that you have?
Right. Well, that's a great question, and if you asked me about 3 months ago, I probably would have had the exciting comment that I'm about to state. About a month ago, so there's the facility aspect. There's consolidating, there's closing data centers, there's the whole brick-and-mortar aspect of this. Less is more, if you will, but there's still the idea of how do you become more energy efficient with the equipment, the infrastructure itself that's housed there. A lot of people point to virtualization in terms of having fewer servers, i.e. fewer racks. About a month ago, as I stated, I had a meeting with Mars CIO Michael Kaitis and Anish Chopra, and we were discussing some exciting opportunities at DOE, and Facebook came into the mix. They've recently opened a data center out in Prineville, Oregon. You probably heard about it. It is a really green, state-of-the-art data center that isn't just about the brick-and-mortar aspect, the facility. It's about the infrastructure. So partnering with companies like Intel, Dell, and some others, what Facebook has done in Oregon is built a not just a new facility, but one where the infrastructure that's housed in that facility is energy efficient, meaning boxes and servers and racks are constructed differently to heat and cool and so forth, or to absorb heat and to cool differently. I mean, they don't look anything like the typical server room racks and so forth. So now we're seeing a migration to being more efficient with the construction of equipment, and it's titled the Open Compute Project. And our CIO, Mike Lokaitis, got to sit on the panel, was invited to sit on the panel in Palo Alto back, I want to say it was around April 7th, and then on the 15th, where they had the ribbon cutting in Oregon, where the actual data center's housed. It's really a state-of-the-art open, they say open compute because it's much like in the open source realm. Facebook has said, here's the plans, here are the blueprints, here are the things that we are designing. Feel free to look and build accordingly. And I think that's a transformative or transformational way of leveraging a best practice, but also saying we should all be doing this as we construct data centers, because they're not all going to go away. There's still going to be facilities.
And we're speaking with Pete Cironis, the Chief Technology Officer at the Energy Department. And what about the whole supply chain issue? You buy machinery, you buy cars, you buy everything you need to run the department, and now agencies are under that mandate to make sure the supply chain is green also. What are you doing in energy to help that in the IT area?
Well, that gets back to the partnering with our industry partners, right? So whether it's educating our acquisition officials, sure, in the IT shop and the chief technology officer shop or CIO shop, you name it. Regardless of where you sit in a C-suite arena, you're buying products, you're developing requirements for products, you're working with the vendors and industry. I think this is where we get into this open government, transparent discussion of how can we do things better, right? We can continue to buy, but we could also look at or ask questions such as how much heat or how much cooling does equipment need, and how can we make it more efficient? Because we all know about the myriad initiatives that are out there to cut down data centers, to be more green. And while this might be taking it up a few notches to say, yeah, we got to communicate better and collaborate better, that's how this dialogue starts. That's how the open compute effort really comes into focus, is someone on the industry side looking to partner with government and say, we want to be a part of this effort and make it less about spending more dollars or fewer dollars, but really to say, how can we build a better data center in the future? And that's going back to who manufactures the equipment, who ultimately procures it, meaning our acquisition officials need to be as boned up on how to buy and ensure that we're getting not only the best value for our dollar, but also we're getting the most efficient equipment. And then it's on the CIO and the IT technology arena to say, let's try to do something different. It's easy to stay the course. It's tough to be innovative. We know that whole spiel. But that's what we're trying to get in government. And with the cutbacks and the economy where it is, this is where we can have the opportunity to be more innovative and ultimately to, as you say, have that effect across the entire supply chain.
And, of course, you mentioned the resources that are constrained in terms of money. And greening and better sustainability saves money, but it also costs money up front sometimes to do the virtualization, to do the closing of data centers, to refit them. Are you confident that energy and what you're hearing across government, that agencies will have the money they need up front so that they can get those savings down the line?
Short answer, yes, but that's also in the pitch, right? So people who, the budget officers, the chief financial officers, their job's to say, you want money to buy equipment, justify it, and articulate the reason or the impact if it's not funded. And that's back, I believe, on the IT shop or whoever's developing a business case to say, we need to spend now because we will save later. We need to have return on investment strategies. For example, the DOE, our 2010 SSPP has a website, sustainability.energy.gov, where my understanding is we can see return on investment information that's been calculated. I think that part of that selling to whomever controls the purse strings, and those folks who are listening would love to hear, if I spend now, I will save significant or exponentially down the road. That's the pitch. That has nothing to do with IT, but you still have to make the case. And if you don't make the case, shame on you. Whether it's greening, whether it's putting in a new telephony system or doing more video conferencing to cut back on travel and so forth, we have to make that effective pitch. And as technologists, we have to be able to speak the language so the budget officer, the chief financial officer, are willing to say, now that makes sense.
Pete Cironis is Chief Technology Officer, Department of Energy, and he'll be appearing here later this afternoon at the AFSEA Bethesda Energy and Environment IT Day. Good having you on.
Thanks a lot, Tom and Amy.